7 days. It's Frosty's last 7 days. And it's Frosty's last 7 days.
And it's time. It's that time of the week again where we look back and talk to Sam Foster about what he's been up to. And we have an idiot of the week and a flop of the week. We'll come to you, Frosty, first with your flop of the last 7 days, please.
Oh, flop of the last 7 days. Good one to come to me first on. Has to be the... have you heard of US F1?
Yeah.
Essentially, it's the American entry of these new teams coming into Formula 1. And they've been prattling about for a while. They haven't got finances secured when they said they would. And they've been just saying, yeah, we'll be there, sort of stuff. Anyway, it comes up last week. They go, oh, actually, we kind of need to miss the first four races. Is that all right, FIA? FIA say, no, not having any of it. You know, the rules should have been there at the start. Should be ready. Should be prepared. And now they're asking if they can be deferred entry for a year and stuff. And it... they're just mucking about, really. And
quite shocking, that, isn't it, actually?
Yeah, it's a
You're
show.
A big F1 fan, aren't you?
So I am, and I would have thought US F1 would have been there. Apparently, they were backed. They're being backed. I don't know for how much longer. They were being backed by the guy who owns YouTube.
Which his name is?
He's Chad something.
Oh, I did this the other week, didn't I?
Chad
Evans.
Chad. Mr. Chad.
Chad Evans. Chad Evans. I'm thinking it's Chad Evans, but we'll sort that.
We'll check that out. It's got some weirdness. But anyway, yes.
That's shocking, that. That really is shocking. What about the people that have bought tickets? Is tickets for the races gone on sale? Or
they have. I mean, that won't be affected too much, but it's just this one team that's essentially... Well, they're wanting to defer it. But hopefully that should mean that Stefan GP, who didn't make it onto the grid so far, might actually be able to get on.
Okay, that's interesting.
And they've got a better setup and stuff. So anyway, that's my flop of the week. And my idiots of the week has to go down to the BBC, unfortunately, for this...
Oh, no way.
For this disastrous plan to cut BBC Six Music.
Yeah.
Which is such a fantastic station.
Did you ever listen?
I do, and it's so good, isn't it?
Well, I think it's sticking around until at least 2011.
Is that what they're saying?
I'm thinking, yeah. They said all things will be shut by 2013, so there's still a while to cling on to Six Music. But, yeah, I can't really... I don't know why they're doing that, to be honest. But
and as you were saying earlier, John, well, not on the show, but earlier today, you said it was growing in listenership on year. So, you know, it's such a travesty. Although... What's this? What was this you were saying about Absolute Radio?
They may be buying it, apparently.
And, which would fit in quite well with Absolute, I have to say.
And to be fair to Absolute, they're one of the brands that are actually being quite creative in the commercial sector. See that recently they bought some of the football rights to the Premier League games, commentaries. Mm. So now Five Live and Talk Sport haven't got as much. I think Talk Sport took up a few as well. Of the packages. So it's Five Live, Talk Sport and Absolute who are now doing the Premier League commentary on the radio. So,
and fair enough. I mean, the more sports coverage there is, the more options we have, and the better it is for us, essentially.
Absolutely. We the consumer will prosper, won't we, Frost?
Yes. Absolutely. Like we always should, for the customer is all right.
Okay. New music now.
Divide and conquer.
Daisy Dares You.